Guten Erev Shabbos, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem Shir number 131 from Zelig's Pliskin Svarim and regarding self-esteem. We're learning inside again. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh also talks about not to despair because of averus that you did and to constantly do everything you can to lift yourself up and do good deeds and not let this guilt hold you back. We had many shiurim on this in many places, and the idea being is that the charata ala ovar, when you regret the past, it's an important part of tshuva, but it was never meant to get you stuck there. The yetzahara wants you just to get stuck on the charata ala ovar part and without moving forward. And the key is always to move forward. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is a beautiful sefer. It's kedai to learn it. Many people learn it, gain a lot from it. There's schoolers with it. There's stories about people who learned it 40 days straight and saw Yeshuas. And so it's kedai to learn his sefer, and he has a lot of beautiful things there. So this one we're going to do a little bit on the outside. He talks about kisei tzei lamalchama, when you go out to war in against the Yetzirah. He teaches it to some Parsha Shoftim. And you could fall into the being nechshol and averus. You could fall into negative things. Sus he teaches is that's a yetzer hara, and rechev is how you turn to negative things, desire, you know, things that you desire physically that are not good for you. Amrav mimcha is negative deeds. Lo yisira mehem, he says, don't be afraid of them. Don't be afraid of those negative deeds. Why? The Eibishta is with you. So look at the second to the last line of this page, the middle page of this PDF. And what does it mean, Hashem alikecha imach, that Hashem is with you, perish? Hey, Nemes, it is true. If you would go to war because of your own abilities, it's true, you cannot withstand this melchama, you'll lose. Aval kivan shashem alekecha imcha, but since Hashem is with you, koychay gadol lahatzilacha, his koych is great, actually infinite, to save you. Kikushabadam litayer, when you want to purify yourself, yeminoi yisparach mekabalase v'nidbag l'Hashem, the right hand of Hashem accepts you and you connect with him, and that's how you machnia yeyetzahara. The Chenu Oima, like it says, Tzayfa Rasha La Tzadik. Rasha wants to destroy the Tzadik, but Hashem Lo Yazven Biyodei, Hashem never forsakes the Tzadik. And the Chazal in Kedushin says that it's going on the Yetzahara, that Hashem helps the person and saves him. So this is a tremendous Yesod. You do Tshuva by Slach Lanu those set times, but then you continue strengthening yourself in your self-confidence, in your self-esteem, and knowing Hashem is helping you every step of the way. He wants you to move forward. You use charata ala ovar, the regret of the past, the way your mentors and rabbeim tell you. But sometimes you need a real cheshbon hanefesh, yes. You cry by slach lanu, yes. You try to work on it as much as possible, yes. But there are times where your mentor will say, okay, move on, move on. Except for the slach lanu, where you say something, you move on. And the rest of the day, you put it out of your mind. You just continue to do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim like you're a brand new creation, like you were born today. We're going to do Teres Aves from the Slonimah now. He explains that if you worry about your sins, you can't reach a Shleimus and Avodas Hashem. It's recommended for everybody to learn Tanya from Perek Chavav through Perek Lamed Beis, including Lamed Beis, which talks about Ahavas Yisrael, ideally even till through 36, that talks about the tachlis of why you're here in this world and what you're going to accomplish. These parakim are for everyone. And Chavav, Chav Zayin, Chav Tes talks about struggles and also things that you're worried about because of the sins that you did. It's very interesting because you learn Shari Tshuva of Rabbi Yoina. He talks about worrying about your sins. Ashiyada Mafache Tamid, you know, that he's afraid of his sins. There's a positive aspect of that. But what happens is it turns on the head when it's used as a negative, where that constant worry about those sins drag you down, and it shakes your healthy self-esteem to be able to do any mitzvah the right way, and it drags you to move on. And this is the yesod that was saying you need a Rebbe for it. One of the conditions of tshuva is charata ala avar, regretting the past and having tzar and nagmas nefesh from it, so you shouldn't do it again. And express that regret to Hashem, yes. But you need a mentor or a Rebbe to tell you, ad kan, to what level you do this. Because if you do this to an obsessive point or beyond what you're supposed to, it will drag you down and hold you back from the rest of the tshuva, which is the azivas achet the right way, which is the kabbalah la osid the right way, and simply changing your life and doing things better. If you're constantly chained to the past, you can't do this. Even the Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva, where he stresses that element, he talks about all aspects of Tshuva, including Charat Ala Avar, we said, if you look in the Yesoida Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoina, he says, when you do Tshuva, you have to let go of everything as if you were born today, like a new baby. You throw your burden to Hashem, the Averis go away, like Tashlich, and you move on. The same Rabbeinu Yoina. So obviously the charat ala ova, the regret in the past, has to be taken in the right way. So let's learn it inside. Omar, so he used to say, the Rav Maslana, which is the original first Slana Mareba, Kesha Adam Hoylech Tadeh Shari Bedaigas, the person's constantly worried, Afil Lebedaigas Avaynas, even if he's worried about sins, the Ein Lois Simcha, and he does not experience joy, then he cannot reach a shleimus of serving Hashem. Like it says, the Hashem cannot dwell in a place that's lacking. And if you're worried about sins, you're lacking. That's what it says. I'm talking about my sins. I'm worried about my sins. I'm worried about my sins. Not sure what that last line exactly means, but the idea is, and the Tanya talks about it, you cannot let the charata of the past go beyond a certain measure, because if you do that, you'll get chained to it and you won't be able to move forward. So if someone's very guilt-ridden and can't get that past out of his head, he needs to talk to a Rav, a Meir Hera, a mentor, to teach you the healthy way of coping with that. But a big part of it is, besides that, 10 minutes a day, when you say Slach Lanu or Kriyash Malamita, or whenever you're making the Cheshbon and Nefesh daily, 10 minutes, the other 23 hours and 50 minutes, Besimcha. The Averis are, like, out of the picture. It's thrown out already. Amnesia. Because you need to move forward and serve Hashem with Simcha. It's a big yesod in life. Then he brings down from the Imre Noyam a beautiful, beautiful sefer, Hafladik sefer. And this is something that I saw also in the Beis Aharon from the Stoliner. And it always says that the Averis, the Yetzer wants this depression that comes after the Avera, even more than the Avera. And the Beis Aharon says that it could lead to terrible things more than the Avera itself. So let's read it inside. Zayis tia tayrus hametzayra. Adar shapirish rabbeinu kodesh eli melech tesor lech from Luzhensk. The pasuk hargeni no harig valera bara'asi. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, just remove me from this world. I don't want to see my bad. This was in Balaischa when they were complaining. What comes out from his holy words in Noyam Ali Melech, when it says that my sins are always in front of me, that's only before davening and before doing mitzvahs. So you could do tshuva before you do that mitzvah, like we said before, by Slach Lanu, Kriyash Malamita. Now it's fascinating. Look at the words. It says the word tamid. So we have to get into how it fits with the word Tamid. But here is where Amunas Chachamim come in. that when the Torah says, or when the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, that I place Hashem in front of me, Tamid. Tamid means literally 24/7. But over here, when it says V'chatosi Negdi Tamid, on a conscious level, the Tamid here does not mean all the time. It means maybe 10 minutes a day, tops. How is that Tamid? We could go into Pshatim, what it means, Tamid, whether it's in the subconscious, whether because it's done daily and consistently has a din of Tamid. But over here, Tamid is not the same like Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, where Hashem is in front of you every moment of the day, is 24/7. Chatasi Negdi Samid on a conscious level is not 24/7, because then you'll be chained. It's only before tefillah, because you want to do tshuva to have it clean, and doing mitzvahs. I would say also probably by Kriya Shema Lamita, right before that, you look through the day, you ask Hashem to help to be forgive you for the mistakes, and you'll be better tomorrow. It cleans you out, so you could go to sleep with a calmness. You start out the next day, Moida'ani, fresh. And also when you're Isaac and Gashmias, yeah, you're worried you may get involved in Gashmias, so you have to remember, you know, you have to fix things. But when you're actually praying, doesn't say it here, but so too when you're davening, so too when you're Isaac in mitzvahs, so too when you're Isaac in chesed, so too when you're mekayim mitzvahs oina with your wife, all of these things, then tzarech liyos b'simcha b'slavas gadol. You need to be with a joy, with a tremendous hislavus, ba'ahava, with love, the yira, and awe, again, with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, they're not contradictory. With human beings, a awe or a fear could break a love. And the love could overwhelm where there's no fear or no awe. Right? Love and respect. You need them both. You could learn to do that with human beings too. But usually one goes up, the other goes down. That's why it's so important in Shalom Bayis to have a hava, which is a true love, a deep friendship and a love between husband and wife, a fiery love. The yira here means awe that is born out of respect for the holiness of the soul of your husband or wife, as an example. So while you're davening, here it says davening, but it includes while you're learning, while you're doing mitzvahs, while you're being mekayim mitzvahs oina with your wife, while you are in the base medrash, while you're on the phone giving chizik to somebody, while even being your isik with in parnasa l'shem shemayim, not to think in your mind at all about the averis that you already did. Even though the pasuk says, v'chatosi negdi samid, that's a very important thing. Here is where you have emunas chachamim. You can't use your own cheshbon. Oh, v'chatosi negdi samid, 24/7, I'm thinking about my averis. Here they may noyam from the Noyam Elimelech. I saw it from the Stolana. You could ask your poiskim. No. Tamid, whatever Tamid means over here on a practical level, means in certain set times, but not during davening, not during learning, not during keeping mitzvahs. Ki yois, including oina, and I'm saying this a third time for a specific reason, because very often there is guilt-ridden things connected to oina with a wife or with a husband, feeling guilty about previous sexual urges that were needed correction. Now is not the time for that. Now is the time to be Isaac in the mitzvah and just focusing on being with each other. This line is spread all over in so many Sfarim. It's more choshev to the Yetzahara, the depression that comes after doing the Aveira, than the Aveira itself. So he has another source. The Chayzer from Lublin said the same thing. So this is the idea. This is the idea of using the guilt or the charata ala ovar in a healthy way, not let it spread out to places where it's not supposed to spread out. You know, when you give a flu vaccine or polio vaccine or any type of antidote that has a certain level of that disease within it, which is a paradox, it's fascinating that creates a cure. But obviously you don't put in a live thing that's very potent that could kill you. You use it to the extent that's needed to heal you. The charot ala avar, the guilt, the bad feeling of the fact, the agony of the what you messed up on, only goes so far. It's called merirus, a certain bitterness that leads afterwards to positive action that ultimately leads to simcha, as the Tanya in Perek Chavav talks about at length. And that is the yesod ha-yesodis. Don't allow the negativity of the past to affect your present in any way, shape, or form. And you continue to do that. So you know something? When you're supposed to do v'chatasi negdi samid, a little before tefillah, a little before the doing the mitzvah, a little kriya shma lamita or by slachlanu, yeah? The rest of the time, take that tamid and place it in the shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid. Hashem is with me. Hashem li lo yira. When Hashem is with me, I'm not afraid. I'm not even afraid of my previous averis. I'm not afraid of it anymore. I dealt with it already. I asked Hashem forgiveness already. I expressed my regret already. Now I'm starting a new leaf. And this gives you the self-confidence and self-esteem to continue to serve Hashem with its simcha and with a simchas alev and a simchas anefesh. Bracha and atzlacha.